For now, I have a solid team behind me. Gan Kim Yong is my deputy prime minister, and I've appointed 3 coordinating ministers. So that's 4 senior leaders in my cabinet. They are part of the core team to assist me, to advise me, and also to provide guidance and mentorship to the new and younger ministers. Gan Kim Yong will be acting prime minister in my absence, and if both he and I are not around, then I will appoint one of the coordinating ministers to be acting prime ministers. I think that's a good configuration for now. I may make further adjustments where needed. As to our priorities, we've said throughout the election campaign that this is a changed world. And so entering this new phase, our first priority will be to secure Singapore's position in this new environment. Secure Singapore's position in advancing our interests overseas, but also in steering Singapore through great economic uncertainties and changes. Of course, we can elaborate more on this in due course, and there will be opportunities to do so when Parliament opens. But it's with this in mind that, as I said just now, I've kept most of the experienced ministers in the core areas like MFA and the economic ministries. But where there are gaps, then obviously I will have to fill and move ministers around, which you have seen in the lineup which I presented just now. Why Jeffrey and David as acting ministers? Well, simply because I have, for all the new office or the new MPs and the ones we are bringing into office this time around, we have assessed all of them. They come in at different levels, different experiences, and we believe, you know, having assessed and looked at all of them, David and Jeffrey, based on their past experience, based on our assessment of their abilities and potential, can step up and contribute as acting ministers. We've done so before in the past. This is not the first time. Chun Seng came in as an acting minister in 2011. Yi Kang came in as an acting minister in 2015 too. So it's really on the basis of having worked with them closely, feedback from different parties who have worked with them, interacted with them, and our assessment of their abilities and potential. But they will not be the only ones. I hope certainly amongst the rest who are coming in at a junior level at MOS and SPS, I believe they do have the potential to do more as well, and hopefully they will develop, grow, and they will be able to take on larger responsibilities in due course.